But for some reason, and you know, here you get John Keel involved, and John Keel is a very good friend of mine. But his book, The Mothman Prophecies, of course, pulled so many different things into it.
Right.
Like UFOs, Men in Black, cattle mutilations, even Bigfoot reports, that it just got to be a real co-mixture of many different phenomena that is now called Mothman.
Well, tell me about this bridge collapse and why it's
sure.
been linked to him or it.
Well, you have now, as far as numbers go, exactly 13 months to the day after the first, the November 15th Mothman sighting in 1966 that really started off all the publicity. On December 15th, 1966, after various individuals in the community were having dreams of Christmas packages in the water, the Silver Bridge collapsed. And that's a bridge that goes between Ohio and the city of Point Pleasant. There was something wrong with the red, with the traffic lights. That certainly is a true fact that occurred. We also know from the reports from the U.S. government and their investigations that I-bar number 13 on the bridge gave way first, and it brought down the whole bridge. You had 46 individuals in 36 cars die. So you've got two of the bodies were never recovered because the river was so swollen with various
currents
water.
And everything. Yeah.
So it did happen. A lot of people feel that Mothman was not seen after that. I've talked to individuals that said, yes, we have seen Mothman since that time. We just don't talk about it because it was so scary. Mary Hyde, the reporter that worked so closely with John Keel and had really been one of the individuals that had the dream about the floating packages in the water, 2 times 13, 26 months later, she died at a very young age in her early 50s.
Oh, my.
So it just keeps going on, and the whole idea that there's a lot of connected death to Mothman has just kept on going.
What is, in record right now, the biggest bird we have on this planet?
Well, that would be the Andean condor. It's a condor that lives in the Andes.
How tall is he if he was just standing up?
Oh, if they were standing up, probably 3 feet, 2.5 feet, 3 feet. They have a wingspan of maybe 6 feet across.
Okay.
Most of the wingspans for these Mothman and Thunderbirds are reported in the range of 10 to 15, with some reports, of course, saying that they were the size of a Cessna, a small plane,
yeah.
Which means that they're 30 feet across.
Could we be talking about an unusually large condor or a different kind of species here?
Well, I think certainly Mothman seems to look much more like a giant owl, and we know from the fossil records in Cuba there was an owl that was 3 feet tall and pretty gigantic looking. Most of us who have really been trained in zoology and done a lot of field work know that eyewitnesses tend to exaggerate height by about one-third, especially if it's dark, especially if they're scared. So if this creature is being reported at 6 feet tall, it could be as short as 4 feet tall and coming towards them. A giant bird that's 4 feet tall is pretty scary.
Well, it is, and if you saw it on the side of the road at night, just standing there, for example,
right.
you'd think it was a person, right?
Right.
From a distance, and then
the first woman that saw it said it was an angel because she could barely see these wings. She thought it looked like a human being, and so they even before they called it a big bird. Some of the people there were talking about it as an angel.
If it exists, Lauren, why hasn't mainstream science captured it, gotten a good picture of it, eyewitnessed it, other than some of the people we're talking about? Why hasn't science delivered here for us?
Well, it takes a long time for science to come around to the reality that there are some rare species out there. And we also have, of course, the ridicule factor, which you know so well, is that if people are seeing a rare, extraordinary situation happens to ordinary people, and science will exclude it. These animals tend to hide in some of the wilderness areas. They live on the Balds, which are the tops of Bald Mountains, and they're not seen by your Audubon bird watchers. And if they are, people quickly decide that they're an eagle or something else. So the mundane rationalization that occurs in the human brain quickly gets rid of these, and people say they're turkey vultures or something else, even though you can definitely go back into Native American lore and find them 350 years ago. So they've been around for a while. They've coexisted with humans. It's just that humans don't have... We have a few fossils here and there, and we certainly have the fossil candidates, but we don't have some good new species yet.
On the cliffs overlooking the Mississippi River in Alton, Illinois, you have what is called the Piassa bird.
Right.
And could that be old folklore, Native American Indian legend about this bird that would fight Indian natives and, try to carry them off and everything? Could we be talking about the same animal here, the same bird?
I think we are. I think we're, in 1977, we had the Marion Lowe, which was in Logan County, Illinois, carried 10 yards across his front yard by one of these two birds that were flying near his house. We have many reports of animals being abducted or children being picked up by these. The Cherokee Indians would often talk about how the women and children washing clothes and gathering food would have to be careful because these big birds would come and abduct them.
Wow.
So they're certainly there in the history and really very contemporary reports of them bothering livestock and humans.
And what would these birds do with a human? Eat it? Eat a person?
I think they would be looking to eat it, to maybe feed it to the young, which are on top of some of these mountains. And we do have reports of kids being abducted in Europe and other places where, pieces of clothes are found. And, of course, the local people or the local naturalists will say, well, it was just a giant eagle.
What a horrible way to go.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You wrote about a Mothman death curse in the Fortean Times last year. Tell me about that.
Well, what I started doing, and John Keel and I were both helping out with the Mothman Prophecies movie. I just did it in conjunction with my Mothman book that came out at the time, but mainly because I'm very passionate about the issue. And I started noticing after the Mothman movie came out that individuals connected with both the original sightings and the movie started dying very, very suddenly. You had reports of people that were the brothers and sisters of some of the eyewitnesses actually dying the same week that the movie came out. And I said, well, I've got to start listing this and gathering this to see if there's any pattern there. And the list, the Mothman death curse, is now up to 83 individuals that have died. You don't have movies like The Poltergeist where people talk about the Poltergeist movie curse and only four people can be connected to having dying from that movie. And yet, the Mothman movie, you have 83 individuals who were, the executive producer. Last summer, Mark Pellington, the director of the movie, his wife died very suddenly at 43. And it's just remarkable that more people haven't noticed this, and so I thought I'd at least put it up on my website and